a good idea.
I think it's something got to be like study and recommend responsible tourism principles related to the marine economy that should be integrated into city policy or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something like that.
I couldn't have put it better myself,
mm-hmm.
especially this time of evening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had a coffee before I got here.
So I can tell. They're all primed.
Well, I'm reluctant to do a study or start a committee or, you know,
right.
It's a clear permission to let it go on forever.
I would have put short. I still have Harbor Management Commission because mm-hmm. I think when you look at what the code would say, that seems like a good function rather than just invent a new committee that's going to do it. But there are other committees that should be looking at potentially, could be looking at other elements of responsible tourism for other things. But if we're specifically talking about the harbor, which is what we should be talking about.
It could certainly flow in that direction, where it starts with the Harbor Management Commission. They bring it to the City Council. The City Council then says, this is a bigger issue. Let's address it citywide, rather than just in the maritime world.
Yeah, like I said.
You know, and then send it back to other committees. But I think we're, as a group, this is what we're really interested in right now, is how do we protect the harbor?
Yep. How about a recommendation to double size of the Harbor Management Committee so that you can get all this work done?
Yeah, right. So we're at the end, but one thing related to that topic that I think when we get the full plan, I would like to have everybody spend a little bit of time, not just sort of wordsmithing, but look at the timelines that you've identified. And you know, if Harbor Management Commission has, you know, 15 different things that I'll say short term, then that's probably not realistic. So we need to kind of go back through as part of our last review and say, all right, you know, we took our first good whack at it. There's a lot of ongoing stuff, but if there's, you know, a ton of short term things, we might want to just, we have to start, you know, really saying, all right, maybe this is really important, but it really isn't going to happen until the medium term, and then things start to become long term. So I would ask everybody to take that, you know, as you're thinking about it, let's be mindful of, again, the capacity of committee work and the municipal governance to actually do things really fast in the short term. Those are, you know, a 1 to 2 year time frame is a fast turnaround for anything. So even things that are really important, like medium term, is still achievable. It's just not, you can't do everything in 2 years.
So I'm, one of the things I'm concerned about is that the public outreach is in, 4 or 5 weeks. How long is this report going to be, do you think? Is it beyond the... I'd like to have something sort of very succinct that we can give to the public.
How many pages is it?
Because if you go to this level of detail, we're not going to get any meaningful feedback.
Yeah, I've been trying to figure that out, David, and right now it's 31 pages, this part of it. So what I have tried to do is, I mean, that's the reason why we've written it like this, is to say it's a lot. We spent, you know, almost 2 years going over this, and I've tried hard to take all the good work and put it into a manageable front end, even though the front end is 30 pages.
Can you make a front end of the front end, like an executive summary?
I can try.
Like few paragraphs even.
What might meet what you're saying, if you're looking for some kind of a summary that people can nevertheless use?
I think if you give 31 pages to the general public, you're going to get so mired in the little details.
Oh, I know. Well, what I'm suggesting is that one thing that we could do is simply, in a summary document, contain all the recommendations, without going into all the backup material, which we've also included. So that if people wanted to get a quick sense of what this report is all about, they could do it by just reading the recommendations that we've got. And if they really, really, really want to get into why we recommended some other stuff, they could grab the real thing itself and take a look at that. But if you were just to extract the recommendation sections and put them together as a... and make clear that these are all the recommendations, but there's by no means all the information that we've worked on. then people could have maybe something which is half the size or a third of the size.
Yep.
I think that's a really reasonable thing to do, and I think trying to summarize this...
It's going to be hard.
Yeah.
So if you just let the recommendations speak for themselves.
Right.
Sure. And I actually like what both Davids are saying is that...
We're on a roll today.
Whether it's writing an article or doing an abstract for research or doing an executive summary, there's going to be at least one or two sentences that explain why these conclusions were arrived at, and then the bullet points on these are the recommendations.
Yeah.
And then if somebody wants to drill down deeper...
Then they got the whole report.
Say, 38 pages?
30 pages.
Yeah, but I do think we can do something that's, okay, we met for such and such. We have six basic bullet points of things we covered, and here are the three bullet points in within each one of those.
Sure. Yep.
I mean,
I'll take a whack at something. The whole... municipal functions aspect that we talked about kind of sets the stage for a lot of things that we've talked about. So even if it's not, you know, all the bullets that go along with that, but basically the sentence that says, you know, we've looked at four broad categories of harbor safety and navigation, landside services and amenities, blah, 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 and then here's the topic areas and recommendations.
Here are our recommendations.
Yep.
Yep. That might be a third of the size of the thing. Or a quarter, who knows?
Yep. Take a whack at that.
Okay.
Maybe we could write a screenplay and have one person play the role of the harbor and another person the city council.
I'll let you take a first draft at that.
So we've worked our way reliably through section 5. Section 6, we've sort of discussed earlier. The next steps.
Yep. Just to recap again, we're having our next meeting on the 23rd, where we'll have wrapped up this cruise ship discussion. It's in the same format as what we've talked about here. Review the full document so we can all get just a look at it. And then, obviously, if we have discussions like we've had tonight, I'll make another round of changes right after the 23rd, and we can email it back out to everybody. And then shooting for February 6th for a public meeting. And then hopefully final wrap up on the 20th, and then beginning of March, present the document.
Does it have to be done in a proper city council meeting or your agenda setting meeting? Or?
Oh, call up the mayor and say, when would you like to have this?
Typically, when I've gone, it's been to the agenda setting ones because it's right
now,
before.
I'm thinking of making it as a workshop or, you know.
Whatever, yeah. I'll talk to Tom about when to get on, but I think it's going to be the beginning of March.
All right.
Other than that, anything else anybody else wants to go over tonight?
Don't
dare
say anything.
Yeah.
Are we done?
Keep talking. I'll keep writing.
Okay.
Thank you.